Happy September. Where are you going and what do you plan to do in the month of September? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, September 2nd. And this is the September edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Travel writer Gary Knowles is here with a bunch of events and activities happening in and around Wisconsin. He will tell me where to go, and I hope you will too. Plus, he'll have some suggestions on great fall drives in Wisconsin. And you can take a drive to maybe some of the different fall fests and cheese fests and other events that you can find on his getaway sampler. What's your favorite way to enjoy fall in Wisconsin? Do you have a favorite fall drive to recommend? What event are you looking forward to doing in September? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is a freelance travel writer, author of the Gary's Getaways feature for Journal and Topics newspapers. He's also a consultant to travel businesses and author of the great Wisconsin touring book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, boy, and happy, I suppose a little early, but happy fall.
Yeah.
It's felt a little like it this morning coming in, and if you look at the sky on days like this, the blue in the sky is an autumn blue. You know, it really is beautiful and a great time of the year.
Yeah, it is. It's still a little bit of summer. This weekend's probably our last chance to get a real good dose of summer, as Labor Day is Monday. But there are a good selection of outdoor events going on.
Yeah, there really are. And it's another one of those sort of transition seasons where you're right. I mean, I don't want to end summer any too soon because I love it, but it really is a transition season. We're starting to see the fall festivals happening now. If you go to the farmers markets, of course, you know, you see the fall vegetables are coming in, the squashes and things like that. And it's really a time where, you know, if you look up in the sky, you're going to see those geese moving. And I know the other morning I heard a bunch of them going over and they were honking on their way probably south, although I think they were flying north.
they were lost.
Yeah,
they were lost. you know, and this is, I think, mainly an urban car exhaust phenomenon, but some of the trees on the streets are starting to turn color already.
Yeah. That's scary. It's not, you know, I'm not ready for all fall yet.
Right. I'm going to enjoy some summertime activities still. This weekend, I told you just before during the newscast that this weekend I am traveling to Stillwater, Minnesota, all places.
And pretty town.
And I've heard a lot that it's a very how did you describe it?
Well, it's sort of like one of the Door County towns like Fish Creek or Sister Bay that have got all those great little shops and stuff in there, and they're on water. But Stillwater is kind of like a Door County town in Minnesota. It's a Minnesota-fied.
Yeah, Minnesota-fied. And so this is right over the border from St. Croix Falls, I think.
Yeah, I believe St. Croix Falls on the other side up there. Northwest Wisconsin and east central Minnesota, I suppose, up there, northeast central Minnesota. And it really is a pretty town. And I think you'll have a good time up there if you like shopping. Certainly a lot of interesting boutiques and all the kind of antique-y kind of shops, B&Bs up in that area. And nice people. You know, the people from Minnesota are Minnesota nice.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to, I've never been to Stillwater, Minnesota that I know of, or at least I haven't spent much time there. And my husband is going on a bike ride through Minnesota that starts in Stillwater. So he's going to start in Stillwater and go all the way up to Walker, Minnesota, which is it's going to be 50 miles a day for about 5 days.
Up near Bemidji, I think.
Yep, that's where he is, yeah.
And that's a long ride, isn't it? Do you know how far the ride is?
250 miles.
That's a nice outing.
Yeah, he's gonna have a little bike ride ahead
Go
of
Rob.
Him. But I am not going on the bike ride. But I'm dropping him off and I'm picking him up. And I was looking for some things for us to do in Stillwater, certainly on Saturday. Sunday after, as he takes off on the bike, I'm going to go somewhere where I've never been before, and I can't believe I've never been there before. I've never been to the Mall of America.
Wow.
And I know, not maybe it's not everybody's idea of a good time, but it's the Mall of of America, and I should at least see it.
It really is. I've been to the Mall of America, too, and I have to say that it's great shopping, in case you didn't know. But, I mean, it really is one of those places that you probably want to go to, not because it's a bucket list thing, but just because it really is a unique experience. And they do a great job over there. You can have a good time, and that's the nice thing about it. You're in Minnesota. It's another nice state, and some good place over there. What you ought to do if you get a chance is get down and take a look at that new Minnesota U.S. Bank Stadium that the Vikings are going to play in. The Packers will be their first Central Division opponent and the first team to play them in U.S. Bank Stadium. And I believe it's on the 18th of September.
Oh.
The Packers are going over there to help them christen the stadium by giving them their first loss. That's a Packer fan speaking there.
Sure. And I am going to certainly be driving through some communities in Wisconsin on my way there. And you had a great suggestion. I have, as you know, I've been trying to visit every state park in Wisconsin, and there is a really unique state park in that region.
Interstate State Park is over there, and I believe it was one of the first interstate parks anywhere in the country. And again, Wisconsin, Minnesota, we're kind of friends. And, so we've got this park that spans the river up there, the St. Croix River. And it's a beautiful park. It really is a good one. And I think you'll have a good time visiting it. And you get to tick that off of your list.
There we go. I'm looking forward to going to Interstate State Park and Stillwater, Minnesota, and the Mall of America. But I have other assignments for later in September, but I'm looking for more. And if you have an idea of a favorite fall festival or any event or activity going on in the state of Wisconsin or surrounding states for the month of September, we welcome your suggestions and your questions for Gary at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I know, Gary, that last month you had your open-air auto tour. How did that go?
It was wonderful. We took 200 convertibles, actually a few more than 200, and 430-some people on a tour of Door County and the other side of the bay over there. But we did this great drive up into Door County, and even though the weather was wet, I've got to say that's the reason we like convertible people. We had lots of rain. We took off from Lambeau Field in the midst of a big rainstorm, and you're never going to see 400 people so wet and yet smiling and having a good time. We wound up the next day over in Oconto, where we had a big car show that was a two-hour car show in the rain. And the chief of police over there, Brian Faith, his name is, was helping to get the cars all in. And he said he'd never seen 400 people so wet or so happy in all of his years of policing. He said it was such a great crowd. He said not one sourpuss in the bunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we had a good time.
Sometimes you gotta go with the flow.
And even if it's flowing water right over the top of your car, that's right. But no, we had a wonderful time. And Door County, of course, it's hardly ever a reason to not like Door County, and everybody loved it.
Yeah, and I know I saw you posted a photo of a very scenic and famous section of highway in Door County on your Facebook page, and it reminded me that that's probably one of the prettiest fall drives in the state of Wisconsin. Tell us about Highway 42 way up by Gills Rock.
Yeah, well, Highway 42, it's like a lot of people who visit Door County get up there and they enjoy the little communities over on the west side of Door County. They go to Egg Harbor and Sister Bay and Fish Creek and Ephraim, and they like those so much, and there's so much to do there. They run out of time, and they never really get sort of north of Sister Bay. And so I insisted that our people get all the way up on Highway 42, the last 2 miles of Highway 42 before you get to the Washington Island Ferry. Is a great little section of road that was designed by a landscape architect named Jen Jensen, who also designed the clearing and the conservatory in Chicago and a lot of parks down there. But, you know, was the kind of person who really felt that you don't just draw a line from here to there and make a road on it. He made a wiggly road that went about 2 miles, and it wiggles all the way from essentially Gill's Rock out to the ferry landing. And if you've never had a chance to drive it and you like driving, you have to drive that drive. It's probably one of the best 2 miles of road anywhere in the Midwest. Yeah. It just wiggles and rolls over the little hills out there. And it's the neat thing about it is, of course, if you don't take the ferry, you get to drive it back.
Yeah, that's nice. And we'll talk about other fall drives in Wisconsin. We will talk about other great events happening in the month of September. Lots of festivals. We'll talk about Cranberry festivals and apple festivals and other fall festivals coming up after the news. So where will we see you in September? Where are you planning on going in the month of September? This is the September edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Gary Knowles, a freelance travel writer. He is author of the Gary's Getaways feature for Journal and Topics newspapers. He's a consultant to travel businesses and the author of the Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours. And we're welcoming the fun events or activities that you are looking forward to doing this month. And I'm looking forward to hearing your suggestions for this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Looking forward to your assignments. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll get to some other fall drives in just a moment, but we have Dan in Drummond who is on the line. Hi, Dan.
Hello. One little place I'd like to tell you about is Gooden, Wisconsin, on 13. They have one of the nicest community fairs that I've ever been to. I can't get to it this year, but when I lived in Mellon, I used to go down every year and supply music for the merry-go-round that they had.
Aw.
They built a building around the merry-go-round, and they have a kiddie car ride, and it's also built as indoors so that it can be used rain or shine. They have fantastic food, and there is a freestanding building down there that is a historical on the historical list of Wisconsin buildings. It's a roller skating rink.
Very nice. Thank you, Dan. So a Glidden Community Fair this weekend. And a lot. Go ahead.
Glidden, I think, is the black bear capital of the world, too, isn't it? Well, I guess Dan might be wrong.
Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the black bear capital of the world one of those capitals.
And the talk some about, I mean, there's probably a lot of, it's Labor Day weekend, so there's a lot of last gasps of summer outdoor fairs and festivals,
well,
I would assume.
And one of the really neat things that takes place over Labor Day, actually it's on the 5th of September. I don't know if you're going to be back for that or not, Joy, but if you get out to Spring Green at the general store out there, it's Beatle Fest.
Okay.
And they celebrate all Beatles music all day long on the back porch. Bring your own lawn chair and you can camp out back there for the whole day. And various groups of people will come through and, musical groups and individual singers sing the works of the Beatles. And so Beatle Fest is really a lot of fun. It's kind of the bookend to the Memorial Day thing that they do where they have Bob Fest.
Oh, that's right.
They have the
Bob Dylan music. Yeah.
So it's a general store out in Spring Green.
And that's on Labor Day itself.
It's on Labor Day on the 5th, yeah.
Yeah. Any other Labor Day or Labor Day weekend activities happening?
There's a number of things going on around the state. I didn't make a list of them specifically, but a lot of celebrations going on, and I believe that Janesville has a big one taking place, and I know in Madison there's always a big Labor Day Fest here as well, so a lot of good activities.
So what are you doing for Labor Day itself, dear listener? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. How are you going to be celebrating this last weekend of summer, at least last calendar weekend of summer. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Well, this is not on Labor Day, Gary, but one other. I have two assignments already on the books. On the weekend of the September 16th, 17th, and 18th, it's going to be very busy for me. On the 16th, on Friday, I am going to head to Monroe for the Green County Cheese Day festivals. This is a huge deal.
It really is, and I believe that it's 101 years now since the first one, and I know they celebrated their 100th anniversary of Cheese Days 2 years ago, and that's because Cheese Days is such a big deal, they only do it every 2 years. And so in even-numbered years, in September, they have Cheese Days, and I'm glad to hear you're going to try that Limburger cheese. You probably want to grab a one of the beers from Green County to go with it, because it makes a nice match to the pairing.
All right, have you had it, Gary?
I've had Limburger. I've had it down there at
Baumgartner's,
and it's the place where if it's not Cheese Days, you go there to try it, and it certainly is worth trying. And I remember my grandfather, who was a German immigrant who came over here, loved Limburger cheese, and he would have it in the refrigerator and get it out. And when he got the refrigerator door open and was going for the Limburger, the kids in my family would disperse. They didn't want to be around the smell.
I heard it smells like rotten socks.
Well, I don't have any rotten socks to compare it to, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was a good comparison. But it's like they say, they have a sign up, I think it's at Baumgartner's, it says you don't eat it with your nose.
So the tip I received is that I actually should hold my nose, and then when you eat it, it tastes just fine.
Well, but see, you may like it, you know. I mean, you know, if you think of all those French cheeses and stuff too, all those soft cheeses, they all have a real unique odor, I guess you could say. Maybe a fragrance, I guess.
That makes it sound better.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, certainly, you know, you may like it. You know, Stephanie Klett, the state tourism secretary, at the 100th anniversary of Cheese Days, was actually the Limburger queen and rode in a parade down there. And she still talks about how great Limburger cheese is. So she survived and does pretty well. You could be the queen the next year.
I'm not worthy of that title. It was a secretary Klett on this show who reminded me that I had promised to do this someday, and she challenged me. She dared me to do it during this cheese days in Green County, and I promised I would. So I am going to do this, and she wants photographic evidence, so I have to make sure that I post a picture when I do it.
They do have, at least they had for the last one, I think they'll have it again. They had, I think it was called the Limburger Challenge down there, and they have a little booth set up where they have, mini Limburger cheese sandwiches that you can try, and some very personable people behind the counter who are pushing Limburger. And so as you go by, they'll give you the opportunity to try it. But since you already signed up for it, I'm glad to hear that. You'll probably get the whole sandwich, I imagine.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, that is on my itinerary. What else is shaking at Green County Cheese Days?
Well, if you're going there, don't miss the cheese curds, the deep-fried cheese curds. They're some of the best you're going to have anywhere. I mean, and the line gets long, but it goes through pretty quickly. But everybody that goes there, you know, it seems like everybody has got to have the deep-fried cheese curds. And, you know, there's all the great music. There's accordion music. There's Swiss music. They have an incredible parade on Sunday. And the parade must last about a couple hours, I think. It's a huge parade, and anybody who's got anything on wheels is in it. And it's led by a herd of Swiss cows. And cool. So that's worth seeing.
And it's Swiss because that's where Swiss Colony is headquartered, isn't it?
Swiss Colony is there, and they usually have a lot of sampling going on down there. And, you know, they have a huge tent where, you know, Greene County has more master cheesemakers than any other area of its size anywhere in the world, as far as we know. And some of the world's best cheeses come out of there. So, you know, cheese is the operative word for cheese days, and you certainly want to go and sample the cheeses that are available down there. And it's just a huge celebration that takes place all weekend long. Good music. They'll have some music stages that are set up, and you don't want to miss it. You want to go because, you know, the thing is, if you miss it this year, there isn't one next year.
That's right. So that is on, I'm going to do that, I hope, on the Friday of that weekend, because then on the 17th, I'm headed over to Cedarburg at the request of a group of girlfriends who want to make this a weekend in Cedarburg because they have their fall and wine festivals.
Yeah, it's the Cedarburg Wine and Fall Festival, I believe, mm-hmm. is the right name. They've got wine tasting. I think there's grape stomping that goes on over there.
Oh, that'll be fun.
You might want to sign up for that. You might want to actually save some of that Limburger and take it along for your girlfriends in case they haven't had the opportunity to try
it. They
can pair it with those. They've got some great wines they make over there, too.
They do, because that's the sister winery, Cedar, what is that again?
Of Wollersheim.
Yeah.
Philippe Cucard, who is the winemaker up at Wollersheim, also is the owner of that place, and they have different wines over there than they do up at Wollersheim, but they're all really good. So take some of those cheeses with you. Pack up a little cooler of cheese and take it over there, and they probably have plenty over there anyway.
So that's on the itinerary. That I'm already doing those assignments for Tell Joy Where to Go for September, and we're looking forward to hearing your ideas, things that you are planning on doing in the month of September. If you've got a challenge or a dare for me is eating Limburger cheese, let me know. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Eugene from Viola called in, and he suggested, and I, this of all things, Gary, this was my very, very first Tell Joy Where to Go assignment when we first started this series many years ago. It was the Gaze Mills Apple Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, be sure to go to the Gaze Mills Apple Festival. He didn't tell us the dates of it. Maybe
23rd to the 25th.
Okay, 23rd to the 25th.
Is when it is, yep. And though certainly well worth going over there. It's a pretty drive, too. You know, we're talking about nice drives, and that drive over through the ridges that kind of goes over through the orchard area over there is definitely a really beautiful one. And it's nice any time of the year, but autumn especially is really nice.
Oh, that's a great idea. And he says to make sure to come to Turkey Ridge Orchard, and I will give Turkey Ridge Orchard a little plug. It's an organic apple orchard in that area. And Eugene has, for many, many years, come to Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall pledge drive with apples. And,
oh,
and he
wow.
don't, and it's just a donation for
sure.
All, you know, the people at Wisconsin Public Radio. So it's very nice. Thank you, Eugene, for doing that. So he also says that there's also the Viola Horse and Colt Show is on Saturday the 24th. So that's sounds unique.
I believe we have that in our list, as a matter of fact, in our calendar. And it sounds like they've been doing it for a long time. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't have it right in front of me here. Yeah, here it is. This is the one that they call the greatest free 1.5-day fair in Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
And it's almost everything is free there. This is the 86th annual running of the Horse and Colt Show. And they've got a raffle. They have horse pulls, truck pulls, carnival rides. And the Back Home Boys band is going to be performing. So that's the 23rd. And 24th, and well worth checking it out because it's almost all free.
Great, yeah. I see on your list, and I'm sad to see this that an assignment you gave me. I think it was last year.
This,
the running of the llamas in Hammond, which I was petrified at first of doing this, where I actually ran with a llama down the main street in Hammond, and and did not win that race, by the way, but I didn't fall on my face either. It is coming to a close after 20 years. This will be the final running of the llamas in Hammond.
Yeah, I was sad to hear that because it is such a unique event, and it really works in Wisconsin, and it fits in Wisconsin. Maybe they can find another town somewhere to run them. But yeah, I talked to some of the organizers up there who said after 20 years, they're tired. they said it takes a lot of work, and this is true of any event. You know, the event that you enjoy is really the tip of the iceberg, as they say, you know, and all the work that goes into making these things happen takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And after 20 years, I suppose there weren't people that wanted to jump in and do it. But it's sad because if you can get up there on the 10th of September up to Hammond, Wisconsin, it would be well worth going up to take a look. And as a llama runner, it's a really unique thing and well worth checking out.
When is the date for it?
It's the 10th.
It's the 10th.
10th of September, yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I'll be in that region, sort of, but it will be picking up my bicycling husband around that time. So maybe I should stop by.
You're an experienced handler now, you know, maybe.
We're getting quite a few suggestions. Let me go next to Mark in Wauwatosa. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. And you have a suggestion for a park that I should see on my way to Minnesota.
Yes. I went to school when I graduated from high school. I went to the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire. There is a wonderful state park just outside of Eau Claire. It is called Altoona Lake State Park. It's beautiful in fall. They get great color. It's nice, you know, like quiet little lake for the most part. There's a public launch. And down by the public launch, there's some swings which are rather tall for the frame, and they have rather thick rubber cables that's strong enough to support adults, and they are encouraged to, you know, kick up their heels and swing like a little kid and look at the lake, and it's beautiful.
How fun will
that
be?
What a great tip.
I love it. Thank you so much, Mark. The Altoona Lake, is it a state park or do you think it's a county park?
I think it's a state park.
Oh, it is. I've never heard of it.
I believe it is, yeah.
Then I have to for sure go because I've never heard of the Altoona Lake State Park, but I definitely will go. Thank you so much for that. I've been meaning to spend more time in that Eau Claire region, and that's one area
it's
of the state.
Area. Yeah.
Thank you so much. So we have Dale in Plover with us next. Hi, Dale.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, what is your suggestion?
I have the Stevens Point Jazz Fest in Stevens Point this weekend on Saturday and Sunday.
Excellent.
It's a good one.
Yeah, so...
It's down at Pifner Park.
All right. So the Jazz Fest. Do you have that on your list, Gary, or do you know about
it? It's on the list, and it goes on Saturday and Sunday. And I think it says that there's going to be ice cream and food available, too. Is that right?
Well, there better be.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So are you going to be...
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dale, for letting us know.
That's a good tip, yep.
Appreciate that. We have... Let me share Carrie on Facebook, who says she's headed to Door County the day after Labor Day, not coming back for a week.
Ooh,
way to go,
right.
Carrie. a great biking experience is planned. Also stopping by Two Rivers and the trails along Lake Michigan and the beach, the best.
Yeah, one of my favorite little drives is that drive up there. If you go from Sheboygan, take County Highway LS out of north of Sheboygan and go all the way up to Manitowoc. It runs along the lake up there, and it's just kind of an alternate route to get up that way, but you have some great lake views, and there's some little communities. And then if you go north of Manitowoc, go up to Point Beach and up to that area, a beautiful part of the state that, because most people are zooming up to Door County, they don't stop in that area. Well worth checking it out. And Raleigh's Lighthouse out there, too, is really a nice spot.
That sounds great. Sounds really good. We are talking with Gary Knowles. Gary is our regular contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. He is a travel writer and a travel business consultant. And he is sharing with us some of the events that he has on his getaway sampler for the month of September. 1-800-642-1234 if you have a question for him or an event you'd like to share. 1-800-642-1234.
Summer's almost gone.
summer is almost gone, but not completely. The Labor Day weekend marks the unofficial end of summer, and then we begin transitioning to fall. We are talking about some of the fun, the relaxing, the quirky, and tasty events on tap this month. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the September edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We are joined by Gary Knowles, a freelance travel writer and author of Gary's Getaways, a feature for Journal and Topics newspapers. He also puts together a getaway sampler each month for these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, and you can find that on WPR.org/joy on the program note for this hour. And we are talking about many of the events on that list. He's giving me some assignments, and I ask you to give me some assignments too. 1-800-642-1234. Tell me where to go in September. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. George in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, George.
Yeah, hi. Joy, I hope you'll have a chance this year to finally come to Milwaukee for our Doors Open event, Doors Open Milwaukee, which is the 17th and 18th. Where we have about 150 buildings open for free. These are historic and architecturally important buildings, buildings where interesting things take place. Some examples would be the tallest building in Wisconsin, where people can go up to the top. Jones Island Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is a big hit with people. They want to see what happens to all their stuff.
Who wants to see this, George? I'm just kidding.
You'd be surprised. Kids especially like it. Things like the Milwaukee County Transit System, which shows how they repair buses. St. Joseph's, perhaps the most beautiful 18th century style Baroque cathedral in the Midwest. So
I think this sounds really good, and I said in the past I want to go. I really do. That happens to be the weekend that I'm going to be in Cedarburg for Fall Fest, but you know what? Milwaukee's not that far away.
It is a really neat idea. I think it's great.
And what is the tallest building in Wisconsin, George? Do you know offhand?
It's the U.S. Bank Building.
All right.
42 stories tall, right on the lakefront.
Well, there we go. I'm going there. So,
all right.
Yeah, and we talked about doing a show on that.
Just
because
use the back door, you know. Just speaking of the door. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, George, for telling us about the Doors Open Milwaukee event on.
Online and find out all about it. DoorsOpenMilwaukee.org.
Thank you very much. Let's go next to Carolyn in Oshkosh. Hi, Carolyn.
Morning. Thank you for this wonderful program. The Rotary Clubs in Oshkosh this weekend are sponsoring a rib fest, and they're bringing in professional barbecuers. It's down in Menominee Park on Lake Winnebago, and the entrance fee is $5. It starts today in the evening, goes to 11, and then Saturday and Sunday it's 11 to 11, and Monday it's 11 until 5. They're raising money to work on the Little Oshkosh, a playground in our park down at Menominee Park, and other child-related programs. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and being the very first time they've had it, not too many people are aware of it.
All right, so Rib Fest.
Rib Fest sounds good. Yeah, I hope you have some of that dry rub and also some of the Kansas City style, right?
And hungry people.
Yeah. You're making me hungry, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Carolyn, thank you very much. Yeah, we did a show not that long ago on the best ribs and barbecue.
Decide where they were in Wisconsin?
Yeah. And I can't tell you where. I mean, there's a lot of places that you don't think of Wisconsin and barbecue all that much.
Well,
but,
it's mostly Kansas City or it's south or it's, you know.
But there's plenty of places and a lot of fans.
There are some really good ones out there.
Yeah. We have, speaking of food, Julianne Fasher. Facebook says Green Lake is hosting Wisconsin State Chili Cook-Off on Saturday, September 10th. It's a wonderful free family event. Come and taste the best chili around.
Yeah, well, yeah, Green Lake area is really pretty, too. It's another nice area to go in. And if they've got chili, why not head over there?
And you know what else? Another thing that's been on my list, and I'm one of these years I'm going to get there, Warren's Cranberry Festival is coming up.
Yeah, you got to go try Warren's and get up there one of these years. I just had it out here a minute ago, and now it's disappeared off my list. But, it's the biggest cranberry festival in the country, and it gets bigger every year from what I hear. Just really a good one to go to. they usually have their great big frying pan up there, and they make cranberry. Well, it's a cranberry sundae, I think they do. I think it's the 23rd to the 25th.
Okay.
Up in Warren's. And, definitely. It was one of the things on my list to tell you where to go in case you hadn't been there before.
Yeah, the Warren's Cranberry Fest. And I see that Eagle River has a Cranberry Fest on October 1st and 2nd.
So. Yeah, they've got another big one up there. It's like it's not quite as big as Warren's, but it's a little bit different style. And good. They have big cranberry pies up there that you can eat, I think, up in...
I wish I could go to this one, but again, I'm going to be too many things always going on the same weekend. It seems like it's so hard to choose. But on the 17th, the Wild Rice Fest is going on in Lac du Flambeau. I would love to see rice, wild rice harvesting demonstrations, and eat some fry bread and some wild rice.
Yeah, that was another one I was going to recommend to you, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And, Lac du Flambeau, they do some good things with wild rice up there. And, you know, and speaking of transition, nothing says autumn like football, Badger football.
Sure.
And we should probably mention we've got our friends coming up from Louisiana, from LSU. They're going to be playing up in Lambeau Field at the Shrine of Football up there, and that's going to be on Saturday afternoon. So we wish them all luck, but we want more luck than them. And was it Laissez les bon temps rouler? We'll let the good times roll at Lambeau.
That sounds great. Someone told me, though, that there's the Badgers are going to have a hard time beating LSU.
Well, that's what they like to say that, but I think we're laying low in the weeds up there, Joy, and we'll see what happens.
Only a minute to go here. Jim emailed. He says, in Southern Bayfield County, you can take in the Cable Fall Fest all day Saturday, September 24th, with live music, scores of crafters, artists, great food, and a fun run, and a special treat because the nearby Hayward Fall Fest happens on the same day this year. You can ride a free shuttle between both towns. What a deal.
That sounds great, too.
Two fall festivals in one.
And, you know, and if you haven't spit any watermelon seeds for a while, the 10th, Partyville, has got that watermelon seed spitting and speed eating contest taking place out there. So the 10th would be a good time to go to Partyville and check that out. And the 16th to the 17th, Road America, Vintage Weekend at Road America, another wonderful time up there. So plenty of stuff to do.
Oh, and we have 30 seconds to go. One more fall drive. I'm guessing the Great River Road is a great one.
Yep, you can't miss. Great River Road all the way from, actually, you can start up in St. Croix, go all the way down to Prairie du Chien, and that whole run down there is just fantastic. So check that one out. That'll be a lot of fun.
Gary, thank you so much. This
My
has
pleasure.
Been good
thank
and
you.
Got a lot of good assignments here, and we'll report back next month.
Enjoy the Limburger.
Gary Knowles is a travel writer and author of the Gary's Getaways feature for Journal and Topics newspapers, and we'll have his getaway sampler posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page very soon. It's time now for Wisconsin Life, and we are going to talk about the end of summer and the closing of pools during this edition of Wisconsin Life. WPR Cynthia Woodland visited Madison's Goodman Pool to find out why swimming is so much fun.
Swimming and playing.
Swimming, diving.
Yeah, Marco Polo.
We play Marco Polo or
we see who can touch the bottom with 12 six.
Okay, so tell me about Marco Polo. How do you play that game for those who don't know?
One person close their eyes and I call out Marco. And then everybody say Polo and whoever I tag, do they Marco.
Oh, okay.
Me and Jamari, we always go down, see who can hold our breath the longest.
And who's held their breath the longest so far?
Me. A minute and 60 seconds.
Who's been winning so far?
She has. She is really fast of a swimmer. Well, I'm fast too, but she's faster. Even if I try to confuse her, she can find her way to get me.
How long have y'all been out here today?
I have no idea. It seems like we're only here for half an hour. Time just goes by fast, and it's just fun being with her.
I'm the favorite.
Are you guys best friends?
Cousins, actually.
I just love being with her, and it's so fun.
We practically get the same thing to eat.
Nachos, pizza,
hot dogs, and like ice cream bars.
Hot Cheetos and nacho cheese.
What's the deal with the hot Cheetos? Why?
That's something I've been wanting to know. I see all my friends with them, and I keep asking, "What's with the flaming hot?"
They're delicious.
I don't really eat them.
My name's Hunter Pounders. I'm 13. I'm going to do a dive with the diving boards. The good thing about the swimming pool, they have diving boards and slides. It's cool, and they keep the water cool.
What kind of dives do you do?
Superman dives, swan dives, and...
Now, what is a Superman dive?
Well, it's like a Superman pose, and you just jump off the diving board. It's good.
How about you? What's your favorite part of coming to the pool?
Doing front flips. You just run off the diving board, you bounce, then you just do a flip.
Wow, cool. Could I record you while you're doing a flip?
Right now?
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to listen to Hayden do a dive here.
Front flip.
A front flip. Okay, my bad. Front flip. Hayden is approaching the diving board. Alright, how did that feel to do your front flip?
Good.
What's your favorite thing about coming to the pool?
The slide.
The slide. Are you guys from here?
No, we're on holiday from England.
Wow, do you like the pool so far?
It's bigger than the ones in England, and I like the diving boards and the slide too.
And how about the people?
They're really nice around here. Yeah.
My favorite part is coming to the pool because it's like, when it's like scorching hot, you just get in the water and it's so nice.
Well, I guess I could say another plus is being able to hang out with your friends.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org and find Wisconsin Life on Facebook. Thank you to producers Bill Martins, Brianne Chasso, and Nyasia Ellison. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.